Hello, this is Dr. Evgeny Agul, Church Exceeding an Industrial Report on Raymond Zeriso, date of birth 11-30-1963. Date of procedure May 3rd, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgeny Agul, Church EO. Referring physician is Dr. Tejeshwari. 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 Indication is personal history of colon polyps, common colorectal cancer screening and surveillance. Description of procedure and formal consent is obtained. Period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, session movements, or explains the patient. Patient is breastfed and asked to be placed in the lateral position, sedated for anesthesia, or should monitor for anesthesia care. A digital rectal exam is normal. Lower beta 1 severe colonoscope is introduced into the rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice. The cecal valve and complements the folds. Period. Careful examination is made of the cecum, millicecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, and the rectum. Retroflex view is obtained of the rectum. Period. Boston Bob prep score is graded as a six, two, fair prep period. The patient taught the procedure well without any complications. good prep. The patient taught the procedure without any complications. Findings. There was a diminutive sigmoid colon sessile polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was an approximately 10 millimeter cecal sessile polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was a diminutive cecal sessile polyp with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there were three descending colon sessile polyps. One was approximately 8 millimeters in size, removed with cold snare polypectomy. The others were diminutive. The other two were diminutive and removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of rectal erythema and small punctate ulcerations. Colon biopsies were obtained for further evaluation and histology. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding. Next line, plan follow biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending path. Next line, will decide on next steps based on rectal erythema and ulceration biopsies noted. Next line, follow up in office previously scheduled. Thank you.